So at the confluence age, my purpose is totally different from what my purpose was in copper age, iron age, golden age and silver age. At the confluence age, my purpose is very, very elevated. Baba sometimes says that you have to consider yourself to be like an incarnation having descended from the soul world right now. You have come down with God Himself to re-establish, to construct the new world, to establish golden age on earth. You have come with God to help God to establish the golden age. Sometimes Baba says, Baba's task is to be a world benefactor. So we are his helpers in this task of world benefit. So whatever is the purpose for God to descend, that is my purpose also. We are the instruments of God. Therefore we are now the incarnations of, we have also incarnated with God. This is such a beautiful feeling, because with that feeling we are able to be very, very detached from this old world. Then Baba in every Murli, he also explains how we can have total disinterest for this world of Kali Yuga. In the world there are two extreme thinkings. One thinking is totally materialistic, because people will think all whatever is in this world, that's what I have come for, to enjoy that. And the other extreme end is where people are totally having disinterest for this old world. So total disinterest and total pleasure. And what does Baba teach us? We don't become sannyasis and renounce everything and just go and live in the forest. That's not what we are meant to do. Baba doesn't teach us limited renunciation. He doesn't teach us to leave our hearth and home and family and responsibility and just live in isolation, in total solitude, far away in a forest all by myself. No. And he also tells us not to be so involved in things of Kali Yuga or in all the gadgets and facilities and whatnot we have in this Kali Yuga world. Not go only for those limited pleasures, for sensual pleasures. But Baba teaches us the middle path. What is the middle path? What is the middle path between these two extremes? The middle path is use everything in a worthwhile way, but make not only use it, but also be used in a worthwhile way. Baba says this body is very precious, so use it in a worthwhile way. Make good use of the body, take good care of the body. Don't give penance to the body. You know, those who are hatha yogis, they give so much penance to the body. Baba says, don't do that. This body is very precious. In this body, you have to, you know, attain perfection whilst living in the body. So make good use of it, take good care of it. This is not Maya. But don't have attachment towards it. So make it be used in a worthwhile way, become a master of the senses, use your senses, but when you wish, you can withdraw. Those who are indulging only in sensual pleasures, they do not have this art of withdrawing from the senses, because they are so involved, so caught up. But Baba teaches us, use and then you should be able to withdraw. This is the middle path. For the mind, Baba says, those people in the world who are too much in Maya, the mind is filled with so much of filth and negativity. And those who are on the path of isolation, they just want to be so detached that they don't even want to think. They think there should be no thoughts at all, total blankness. So on one hand is total blankness, on the other hand is too many waste thoughts, overthinking. So Baba says, use the middle path. Use your mind in the right way, the right thinking. Not no thinking or not overthinking, but right thinking. What we should think and what we should not think. So choose your thoughts. Not that we have to become blank, and not that we have to give up so much that this mind becomes like a vagabond and starts wandering. But choose your path. Choose your thoughts. Let there be right thinking. And then wealth also, Baba says, those who live in luxuries or those who waste their money and all, they think this life is meant to eat, drink and make merry. And the sannyasis think this is all Maya, so they leave and just go away. And Baba says, don't renounce like that. Don't indulge so much in it that you are so engrossed that you are only wasting your time and money and energy. But use your wealth in a worthwhile way, for a right cause, in God's service. Use it for your body, use it for your family, but use it also for godly service. Don't waste your wealth. Don't be so spendthrift that you finish all your money. And don't be so stingy that you want to save and save and save only. Because you know that this is not going to last very long. So use it in a worthwhile way. So we use our body, mind, wealth in a worthwhile way. And everything that we use in a worthwhile way actually becomes an asset. It's not a loss at all. It's an asset. It's a profit. Because Baba says it will be returned multi-million fold in the future, whatever you use now in a worthwhile way. So when we understand this, then the intoxication grows. That with whom am I in this age? With God Himself. So God's ways are unique, it is said. In today's Murli also, Baba said, I come to establish the new world. I come and plant a sapling of the new world, the golden age, the deity religion. That religion which has gone into oblivion, I establish it again through Brahma. And we are the children of Brahma, the first creation of God. Brahma is the first creation of God and we are His creation. So Brahma becomes our father directly. For the world it will be said like Brahma is the great, 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 great grandfather, because last generation. And for us Brahma is the first father. Shiva Baba is our father too, but Brahma Baba is our direct father because we have taken spiritual birth from Brahma Baba through Brahma's mouth. As we are hearing God's knowledge spoken through the mouth of Brahma and we become His children. So at this time, Brahma is our direct father and Shiva Baba is of course our eternal father. And when we think in this way, the intoxication grows that we are here for a very, very big purpose. Not eat, drink and be merry. Not just keep hoarding and not just whiling away because time, money, breath, every moment is very, very precious of the confluence age. This confluence age is the age of transformation from total darkness to total light, from total downfall to total rise. Such a big transformation. Before it was a gradual transition from higher to the lower level, higher to lower to lower to lower. And when we reach the lowest, then the biggest transformation happens when God Himself brings about that transformation. And now we are in that situation as the helpers of God. And what way can we help God? By serving through our body, mind and wealth, and by becoming yogi souls, by becoming pure souls. So that is why right from the beginning, since the yajna started, Baba made everyone make a promise. Baba gave this blessing, Yogi Bhava Pavitra Bhava. May you be yogi, may you be pure. Because that was what was needed for the transformation to happen. That was what was needed for the new age to be established. And we say that for the past 82 years, God has been doing His work. The work of Brahma and the work of Shankar started simultaneously. Brahma's work was the task of establishment of Golden Age, and Shankar's task was the destruction of Iron Age. So how both started together from 1936 onwards. Yes, because at that very time when Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma, Baba, at that time, like we can say, Shankar touched the intellects of the scientists. We can say in a way that now you can, you know, the atom could be split into protons and neutrons, electrons. This knowledge which the scientists got or discovered, that was during those years. Before that, the knowledge of the atom was there. And what they thought, that atom can never be split. It is the smallest particle of matter, atom. And that is why they got, why they used the word atom, because from it, they took it from Atma. Atma, we say, is a subtle point of light. But it is a spiritual entity, the most subtle spiritual entity. And on the basis of Atma, they got atom, the most subtle physical energy. That spiritual energy, that physical energy. And never the thought came that can be split. But then in 1936, yes, this thought came in some scientists. There was a few scientists who thought that what would happen if this atom is split and then the electron could be released, and on the basis of that electronic theory, they realized that mass can be converted into energy. And Einstein gave that equation E equal to mc square. That is mass converted into energy. And how much energy from one particle, one single mass, multiplied by the square velocity of light. Because light is considered to travel the fastest. It is the fastest energy. Fastest. All other energies, heat energy, light, you know, magnetic energy, all other energies, their speed is much less than the speed of light. Light travels the fastest. And they say it takes 8 minutes for the light in a ray coming from the sun to reach the earth. 8 minutes. although it is the fastest. So square velocity of light multiplied by that mass, so much energy is released from one atom, one release of electron. And that's how this atom bomb was invented. That if there are many, many atoms and if these electrons are released, how much energy can be produced? And that's the atomic theory. So that's a lot of detail. But then Baba says, Baba gave us the knowledge of the Atma. This Atma is so powerful. Paramatma is also Atma. And He is the Almighty. And now we as Atma has to remember that Paramatma, the Almighty, and we can become also Master Almighty. This very consciousness gave us that strength. And we say, yes, God's work is still going on. At the beginning in 1936, when Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba, at that time everyone got visions. Through visions, golden age was seen, destruction of iron age was also seen, and the people at that time, when they got visions of destruction, visions of golden age, like Brahma Baba got, same thing, others also got visions. And immediately they surrendered everything and came to Baba. At the beginning, everyone felt, Baba also used to say, that time is very short. Next Diwali will not come. Next Diwali will not come. And they thought, well, if next Diwali will not come in only 1 year, and now 82 Diwalis have gone, 82 years have passed. But if Baba would not have said that, how would children have surrendered to Baba? They saw destruction visions and they felt, yes, destruction will happen any moment. Although nothing was visible at that time. But then we know that how the Second World War took place. So many millions of people died in that Second World War. And then India and Pakistan partition took place. Hundreds and thousands of people died during partition time in a civil war between Hindus and Muslims. And then there were also many natural calamities at that time. And when the children came to know, they asked Baba, Baba, what is this which we are saying? Is this part of destruction? And Baba would say, no children, this is only a rehearsal. So as it's a rehearsal, means the final, the finale will be much greater. But this rehearsal also was so severe that people felt that this is like destruction. So nuclear war, civil war, natural calamities were also in their extreme at that moment. But Baba said, no, this is only a rehearsal. But at that time, the children got so much unlimited renunciation that they could surrender immediately. And that's how for 14 years, how Baba's children lived in a bhatti, in total isolation from the whole world. And that's how they gathered so much spiritual strength in them. If that foundation or that roots would not have been created, such a big organization would not be standing today. It's because of those souls who surrendered at the beginning and did a lot of tapasya. And Brahma Baba himself, Brahma Baba and Mama, they were the roots. And they surrendered everything to Baba. And that's, we say, Brahma Baba in particular. He surrendered everything to the mothers, willed everything in their names. And as a result of that one seed sown, today we find this huge banyan tree of God's work going on in the whole world in 140 countries. But then it was because of those sisters at the beginning. But then Baba said in today's Murli that this is a new tree, it's a new sapling, and therefore Maya interferes a lot. Many leaves, they wither away, they fall off, because Maya takes them away, Maya snatches them. Because we were the customers of Maya before, and then we come to God, so Maya does not like it that we leave Maya and go and become God's children. So it tries to pull us. And that's why it's a tug of war between God and Maya. And we are in between. Sometimes Maya, sometimes God's. But Baba says, ultimately you are the winners. Because at the time of destruction, you have a loveful intellect with God. And those who have a loveful intellect with God, they will definitely be victorious. Vinashikale preet buddhi vijayanti. But those whose intellect is divorced from God at the time of destruction, they will meet their destruction. Vinashyanti. They will meet their end. So how we become those children who have a loveful intellect, you know, who forge a loveful intellect with God. And therefore Baba says, your victory is definite. But of course there were many tests, many challenges in between. But those who could cross those challenges, those who could face those challenges, those who could overcome those obstructions with the faith of one God, one Father, they of course became the victorious ones, and they were the source of our inspiration. That's what we are saying. That's why Baba gives great praise to the old ones, oldies, the old ones, those who are old in jnana for many, many years. Baba gives them a beautiful blessing. Old is gold because it can mold. When real gold is there, it can mold. Which if gold is alloyed, it cannot mold, it cannot bend. But real gold is very soft and it can also mold. So all those who have survived for all these years, they are real gold. But then the new ones say, Baba, why did we come late? Why didn't we come earlier? There were many souls who came to Baba's knowledge before 69, before Baba left the body. But they did not meet Brahma Baba, because Brahma Baba was in Madhuvan and they were in their cities, their towns. So every year they would think, I'll go to Madhuvan, go to Madhuvan, go to Madhuvan to meet Bab Dada, to meet Baba. They would listen to the Murlis, they would come to the class, but didn't get an opportunity to come to Mount Abu. So when Brahma Baba left the body, then it was a big shock for them. Oh, we came to Baba before 69, but we never expected that Brahma Baba would leave the body like that. Because Shiv Baba would always say, you know, Bab Dada would always say that we have started together, we will be together, and we will go back together. We'll all go back together. So go back together, they didn't think in what manner, in how we'll all go back together. So what they thought, go back together means nobody will leave the body. We all will go back together. No one will leave the body and everyone will go together. So that was a thinking. And when Mama left the body in 65, before Brahma Baba, at such a young age, she was hardly 46 years old, when she left the body, it was a big shock for everybody. How can Mama leave the body? But then Baba gave a new awakening. Baba gave a new way of thinking. Baba said that Mama has left the body not for without reason. She will now be the leader in the advance party. That's what Baba said. Advance party is going to start from now onwards. And Mama will be the leader in that. And now, don't think that nobody will leave the body. Because Baba needs souls in the advance party who are very high yogis. Very high yogis. And those yogi souls will then become instrumental in giving birth to the deity souls. So the advance party will be instruments for giving birth to deity souls. And that is why these dadis, these seniors, they are needed for giving birth to deity souls. And Mama will be the leader. And then everybody realize that establishment of deity religion or deity world means first they have to be given birth, and that will be only by yogi souls. Although not yogi in that life, but they learnt yoga, they became yogi souls, they became pure in their past life, in Brahmin life. And they take all that power with them, and that's how they are able to give birth to deity souls. So Mama was the first one. And then when Brahma Baba left the body, everybody thought, now how will we get the Murlis? Brahma Baba is gone. When children would come to Madhuban, Brahma Baba was everything for them. From morning till night, Brahma Baba would be with the children. Small Madhuban, and very few Brahmins. So even if there were about 50 souls, Madhuban would be houseful, because Madhuban was so small at that time. And Baba would write, if somebody would write to Baba, "Baba, we want to come to Madhuban," Baba would write to them, "Madhuban is houseful, 50 people. 50 people means houseful. We didn't have those outside buildings which we have now got in outside Pandav Bhavan. Those buildings were not there. Also inside Pandav Bhavan, that Vishal Bhavan and all that were not there at all. Swadarshan Bhavan, Sukhadam, Arajyog Bhavan and Kunj Bhavan, Gyan Vigyan Bhavan, none of them were there, just inside Pandav Bhavan complex, that's all. And not more than 50 people could be accommodated. And there are already 15-20 permanent inmates, permanent residents. So within 100, not more than that. And therefore Madhuban was houseful, only more than 50 came. But Baba was everything for us. Baba was everything from morning till night. Amrit Vela Baba would conduct, then Murli, then playing with Baba, you know, Brahma Bhojan with Baba, and of course night class with Baba, going on a excursion on the mountains with Baba, you know, Baba Mama. So that was what it was during Baba Mama's days. So when Baba left the body, it was again a big shock. Now who will come to Madhuban? And then Avyakt Bab Dada's part started. Because Baba said, "I'm not gone. I'm in the subtle regions waiting for you. And I will take all the souls back home." All other dadis who left the body, of course, they had to take rebirth. Even Mama took rebirth, Baba said. Even Dadi Prakashmani has taken rebirth. But for Brahma Baba, the founder, the creator, Brahma, he is waiting for us to become perfect so that we could go with him. So and all will go back together. But of course, in different forms. And then Avyakt Bab Dada's part started. And we thought, well, now Gulzar Dadi is the medium. And Avyakt Bab Dada's part has started. And Baba is now giving Avyakt Murlis, because Baba said the Sakar Murlis, they were the foundation. That Sakar Murli means the foundation course, what we talk about, the 7 days course. And 7 days course, foundation course, is very, very powerful, because that has created all the Brahmins. That has given birth to the Brahmins. So we are the mouth-born progeny of Brahma, who have taken knowledge through the Sakar Murlis. So that's the foundation. And what is Avyakt Murlis? Avyakt Murlis, Baba said, is like Sakar Murlis have created diamonds, and Avyakt Murlis have polished those diamonds. The diamonds need polishing. So Avyakt Murlis are like polishing the diamonds. It's not something new, because new knowledge or foundation knowledge is all in Sakar Murlis. And Avyakt Murli is polishing the diamonds. And Baba said, now you have to, it's Baba's service will spread, will expand at bird speed. Before it was at ant speed. During Sakar Baba's time, Baba's service was at ant speed, very slow. Because not many recognized Brahma Baba. Not many, no, hardly anybody, only very few could realize who was speaking. They would see only Brahma Baba. But those who were good yogi souls, they could feel the difference. When Shiva Baba would come in the body of Brahma Baba, we could feel the difference. Because otherwise Brahma Baba like a, you know, ordinary person like us. But when Shiva Baba would come, the eyes would be so powerful, drishti would be so powerful, the words would be so powerful, we could feel the difference. And after that, through Avyakt Bap Dada also, we could feel the difference between Gulzar Dadi in a normal way and Bap Dada in her body. We could feel, yes, it's Bap Dada, it's not Gulzar Dadi. But then we thought, okay, now Bap Dada coming to Gulzar Dadi, okay, fine, we don't mind this also, it's okay. Because Sakar Baba used to say, you know, when Baba would speak the Murli in the history hall, and if there would be just 15-20 people, you know, sitting in front of Baba, but Baba would speak as if he is speaking to hundreds and thousands, although only 15-20 people sitting in the hall. And we would ask Baba, Baba, there were hardly any people in the hall, but how you were speaking, like, I don't know, to how many you are speaking to? Baba would say, children, I am not speaking to only these ones. I am not speaking only to these ones, but I am speaking also to those who are going to come in the future. Who are going to come in the future. Like Baba was invoking you all, that these children will come in the future, and they will listen to these Sakar Murlis, and they will be born. They'll take a spiritual birth. Like now also this recording is going on. Video recording, audio recording. So we don't feel that we're talking only to you people, a few. Because we know that this is being recorded and it will be heard and seen in the future for a long time. So it's not that feeling that I'm speaking only to these ones, but also in the future. I remember the first time I went on television, the recording was done. So facing a camera for the first time, and just that person sitting beside the camera and shooting, and that person told me, now speak, it will be recorded. I felt so funny. I said, but there's nobody in front of me. Whom will I speak to? Whom am I going to speak to? And you know what he said? This lens, it's a small lens, but it has got millions of eyes. So look into the lens and think of that these millions of eyes are watching me through that lens. Think like that. That's the feeling you have to create and then speak in that way. So that's how that we had to keep that consciousness to speak in front of no audience. So that's what Brahma Baba used to do. Brahma Baba would be so powerful. And we felt, oh, it was so wonderful. We didn't feel that we were so few. Never like that. And now we are seeing how those Sakad Murlis, although we have revised for quite some time, but every time you read the Sakad Murli, you'll find some or the other newness, some or the other depth. Even if you read the same Murli 4 times, 5 times, you'll find some depth. Baba reveals some secrets of his creation. And then the same thing in the Avyakt Murlis. And we see in the Avyakt Murlis how Baba is refining us. We are becoming more and more elevated through these Avyakt Murlis too. Baba is purifying us. Even one single Murli, if we pay full attention to it, Avyakt Murli, we can think of what our perfect stage will be like. So Baba is taking us towards perfection. So Sakar Murlis we got for 33 years, 1936 to 69. And then from 69 onwards until last year, we should say, or 2 years before, we got the Avyakt Murlis for nearly 47, 48 years, 46 years, whatever. But we could see how this part is also going to finish. We could feel it. And during these last year and before that, the Murlis, which Bab Dada would speak through Gulzar Dadi, they would be filled with so much love, so just love and love and love and love, nothing but love. As well as, wah baba wah, wah bache wah, wah drama wah. Baba made us say, wah, 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 how many times in an each Murli? I used to wonder, why is Baba making us say, wah, wah, again and again? Because then I realized that, yes, because crucial times are going to come in the future. So Baba is teaching us how to become stable in everything in the future. Baba used to make the first timers stand up, Avyakt Bab Dada, and ask the, or say, all first timers stand up. And Baba would say, yes, you have come late, but you still have not come too late. You have not yet come too late. You have come late, yes. Late means Brahma Baba gone. In Avyakt part you are still here, so you are late, but not too late. So we used to wonder, what does Baba mean by that? What will be too late? Will it be destruction time too late? Or what else? Because Baba keeps saying, you will continue to study till the end. Even in today's Murli, Baba said, you will continue to study till the end. The fire of destruction will start from here, and the whole world will be incinerated in the yajna here. And you'll continue till the end. That means the study will go on till the end. But what does that mean? Because Avyakt part also finished. To some extent we can say. So when Baba used to say to the first timers, you are late but not too late. The thought used to come, what is the meaning of too late? Well, now when the first timers come, what do we have to say? What do we have to say? Too late? Should we say too late? Because study is going on. But too late in the sense that the way we used to meet Bab Dada has now changed. Before, even Avyakt Bab Dada, when we used to meet, each one would meet individually. Baba would give time to everyone individually. And Baba would say that Drishti, blessing and Toli. you will get till the end. And we thought again it will be like this. But actually Baba has prepared his children. He has prepared his children. So many children are now in the forefront, serving the souls, giving them God's introduction and taking them closer to God. So this drishti, blessing and toli will definitely remain till the end. But the method will change, of course, because we all have to return together at the end. All the souls have to return. Today again Baba said in the Murli, I become Mahakal, the death of deaths. I become the great death. Because at the end I'll take all the souls back home. And till then you have to study, you have to study. But each time the method is changing. Expansion happening, Before it was just history, it was just Pandav Bhavan. Everything was so compact in Pandav Bhavan. Then Gyan Sarovar came into existence, so little division, you know, because now all the other activities in Gyan Sarovar, the programs for professional groups and all the wings and all in Gyan Sarovar. Then after that, Baba's service expanded and Shantivan started. And when Shantivan, you know, was inaugurated, Baba gave so many blessings to Shantivan. Baba said that this will become like an airport for experiencing the flying stage. Baba said this was Shantivan. That means how expansion will happen more and more and more and more. And Baba says, keep on expanding, keep on expanding. Make new, build new buildings. Many people tell us, why are you building so many new buildings? You go to Shantivan, so much expansion is taking place. So much land has been bought for more buildings. And many people question us, that you are saying destruction and on the other hand you are building more buildings. But Baba says, children will come at the end here to take asylum. To take asylum in Baba's home. So when they'll come here, we need more buildings, no? Even the money will finish, no? Even the money won't stay, even that has to be destroyed. So why not at the end be in a comfortable state? And Mount Abu, Baba has blessed this place so much. At the beginning when the yagya shifted from Karachi to Abu. At that time there was nothing here, nothing. Absolutely nothing in Mount Abu, just a big forest. And in the midst of this forest, there were palaces in Mount Abu, which were built by the kings of different parts in Rajasthan, Gujarat, because this was their summer capital. Mount Abu was a summer capital of the kings of each district. Each district had its own king. You know, like Jaipur, Jodhpur, Bikaner, Alwar. There's an Alwar palace here when you come to Gyan Sarovar. I don't know if you have noticed. Have you noticed a palace? So that is Alwar palace. And when India became independent, the Britishers left in 47. After that, how all these different monarchies which were in India, they all came together and monarchy was finished from India. It became democratic. And as it became democratic, there was ceiling on land. The kings could not keep so much land, so much property. But 3 months of the year, they used to be in Mount Abu. Only kings. And they used to bring their people, their subjects, their servants, their elephants and horses and all what not. Even this road from Abu Road to Mount Abu was not there. The Britishers built this. Before that, before the Britishers came to India, they used to come up the mountain walking. That's how it was. But the Britishers, they did something very good. Wherever there were like hill stations, they built roads to reach their hill stations. Shimla, Mussoorie, Mount Abu, Nainital, all these, so many hill stations in Mount Abu. So Britishers did that job because they found it very hot here. So they liked to be on mountain tops. And that's why they expanded it. So the Viceroy used to come and live here in Mount Abu. Now it's Governor's house here in Mount Abu. And so when Baba's children came here to Mount Abu, because after the kings finished, their kingship finished, then what they did, they either made them into hotels or they changed them into schools. So all the palaces here are either hotels or they are schools. We have also foreign students studying in Mount Abu. Very good schools in Mount Abu. And they were actually Christian missionaries before in Mount Abu. So this way that was different. But anyway, so when Baba's children came to Mount Abu, this was so isolated. Just 3 months of the year, there used to be a lot of movement. But for the rest of the year, 9 months, nothing. And of course, it was like an oasis in the desert. Why? Because other parts of Rajasthan, big desert around. But here, lots of rain. And July, August, September used to be like heavy rains. August was called the month of disgust. August means disgust. Because so much rain, that we would hardly see the sun. And so much humidity because of rains, that nothing would dry. Everything would be so wet all the time. So July, August, September, too much rain. Then October onwards, up to March, so cold here. Hardly anybody lived here. And when Baba moved here, the children asked Baba, where have you brought us? Karachi was such a beautiful place, big city like Mumbai. And Mount Abu, a small village, hardly anything here. Why have you brought us here? And Baba used to say, children, one day the whole world will come here. The whole world will come here. So in Sakar Murli's, Baba speaks so many things. Before we used to listen to these versions, but we would think, it's just like imagination, because how will it be possible? Baba is saying, yes, we have faith, it will happen, but how, we don't know. Baba would say there will be a big queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road. And we used to wonder, Mount Abu to Abu Road, big queue, and now we are seeing big queues. How many Baba's children come from Shantivan to Madhuvan to Abu? We have sometimes queue of all Brahmins in different vehicles, although not by road, not by walking, but at least in vehicles they do come. And Baba says in Murli, the whole world will, you will go in the whole world. Baba used to tell the dadis that you have to go and serve the foreigners. And the dadis would say, Baba, how can we serve the foreigners? We don't know English. Because at that time, English was not taught. Very few knew English. And all the dadis who surrendered, they were not very educated also. They didn't have big certificates or big degrees. No, nothing. Dadi Janki, if you ask her, she said, I studied only 3 classes. And when Baba told her to go abroad, she said, Baba, what will I do abroad? I don't know English. So Baba used to tell the dadis, you don't worry, you just go, you just give sakash, you just give bhasna, just your feelings. There will be many who will translate for you, don't worry. You don't have to have a very high knowledge of English in order to teach there. No, souls will come. And we are seeing now, how Dadi Janki, she served for so many years, and today is because of her power. Yeah, of course Baba, but then she was instrumental. So how all this is happening? It's not human power working here. No, not human power. Baba's made so many souls equal to him. And in every Murli he says, children, whatever you receive, you tell others. You give to service of others. Give this knowledge to others. Give them God's introduction. Give them this knowledge. Give them knowledge of the cycle. Make them understand where they are, you know. And so you have to teach. You are not only a student, but you're also a teacher. Because that's the work of a Brahmin. Brahmin means the one who studies and teaches. It's not just studying, but also teaching. Brahman means the one who always has a book in his hand. Because he is protecting dharma. So he must always be studying, reading, teaching. That is the highest noble job of teaching. And so when they came here and Baba said these versions, the children used to think, oh Baba, you're saying, but we don't know. And today we are saying. So all those who have come to Baba after Sakar Baba became avyakt, you're all touched by Bab Dada and you have come through Baba's touchings. You are actually the thought-born progeny, I should say. Those who were born during Sakar Baba's time, they were the mouth-born progeny because they could hear direct versions of Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. But those who came after Baba became avyakt, because Brahma Baba used to invoke those souls. So we say, those who have been spiritually born after Brahma Baba became avyakt, they are the thought-born progeny. Thought-born progeny means, through thoughts you have been created. The scriptures do mention about it. How did God create the world? They say God created Brahma. You know, some in Christianity say Adam. So God created Brahma and then Brahma had a thought, I am one and let me become many. So through that thought, this world was created. This world was created. So Brahma was one. And how the Brahmins were created, the mouth-born progeny. And how these Brahmins spread in the whole world and created the new world, the deity world. So it's not that this world it comes from nowhere or from nothing. Something cannot come from nothing. Something will come only from something. Non-living will not give birth to living. Living will be born only through living. So this world, the living beings, living entities are also eternal. Matter also eternal. This world is eternal. Like Baba said in today's Murli, first heaven is up, hell is down. And then the hell comes up and heaven goes down. So that's what they say, that Dwarka, where Krishna ruled, that Dwarka went under the sea. Baba says nothing like that goes under the sea. Of course, many, many cultures, they disappear. But then Dwarka goes under the sea means that old golden age should be visible under the sea. But no, Baba says all those palaces of gold and diamonds, they must have been destroyed. Nothing of golden age will be available now. But then this nothing of Iron Age also will be available in Golden Age. Everything will be destroyed. But then the cycle spins. So that which is at the top now will go down and that which was at the bottom will then come up. So this is the cycle. So Baba reveals these secrets. And now we can say that, well, even Avyakt Bab Dada's part nearly ended. We can say it's not something to exaggerate, it's the truth. And if we think in this way, that means now we have to revise these Avyakt Murlis. And we are seeing, we are revising 2007, 2008, you know, recently, this season. But they feel so new to us. We get the videos. During Sakar Baba's time, videos were not at all available. No video was there before 69. And therefore, we do not have any film of Brahma Baba. Any film of Brahma Baba. Because no TVs and videos before 69. And even the audio, the tape machines, which recorded just the voice, that was also after 65, 66. And Baba, tells in the Murlis that when the first tape recorder was given to Baba, and Baba was told, Baba, this is tape recorder, and whatever you speak will be recorded in this spool. The big spools during those days. And whatever you speak will be recorded, then we can rewind and we can listen to the voice again. That whole thing will be heard again. So Baba said, really? Brahma Baba said, really? You can hear again? That's something new. So Baba spoke the Murli, and after that was all rewinded, and then Baba heard the whole Murli. And you know what Baba commented on this, Brahma Baba? Baba said, oh, this tape recorder is a very, very serviceable child. Serviceable child. For Baba, everyone is child. Even animals were children. Every day, a bird would come, a nightingale would come in front of Baba in Baba's hut. At 11 o'clock, Baba would sit in the hut and, take some, like a juice or something with little bit peanuts or maybe gram, whatever. So a bird would come, nightingale would come, and Baba would always feed something to that nightingale. And one day the nightingale did not come. So Baba said, where is the child gone? Where is the child gone? Bachi kahan gayi? So that sister asked, Baba, which child? That child, that nightingale which comes every day. Why hasn't it come? Now, how will that sister know why it hasn't come? Well, anyway. So, when the tape recorder was brought, and Baba said, he's a very serviceable child. See, it is repeating exactly like what Baba spoke. So, it can do great service. And then Baba told Vishwaratan Dada, now take this tape recorder, tape machine, and go to Mumbai, go to Delhi, go, wherever the big centers were there, and let my children hear this Murli, Baba's voice, on a tape recorder. And Vishwaratan Dada used to do that work. Like, take the tape recorder to every center, big centers. And then Baba would be asked many times, children would ask Baba, what gift should I bring? So Baba would say, buy a tape recorder and give to that center. Tape recorder and give to that center. But that time no videos and LCDs and all this was there. Nothing. But at least tape recorder. So we have a few recorded Murlis of Sakar Baba on tapes. That's all. But no video. Only audio. So what I'm trying to say is that how Baba's work continued. And now we have to revise the Avyakt Murlis, like we are revising the Sakar Murlis, because new and new ones are coming. When Baba used to make the first timer stand up, Avyakt Bab Dada, Baba would tell them, half of the class would be of first timers. And Baba would say, more the first timers coming, it shows it's a sign of expansion. So how much expansion has taken place. Then Baba would meet the groups. Maybe one teacher has brought 5-6 students. And Baba would say, well, you have brought a nice little bracelet. Now next time you come, bring a big garland. Bring a big garland. I mean, now only 5 or 6 have come. And next time you come, you bring at least 20-30. Like a big garland. So in this way, Baba used to encourage the children to do service. Baba would be, Sakar Baba you would be invited to those places. Baba would say, Baba will not come until you have created a good rosary, until you have created a big beautiful garden of flowers, then Baba will come to see the garden. But Brahma Baba never travelled much. He used to be in Madhuban all the time. Baba never gave lectures in big gatherings. Baba would say, because Shiv Baba is in this body, so this one has to keep himself restricted. He can't be going everywhere. But when Baba became avyakt, the dadis were told to go everywhere, because Baba said that now Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba will become incognito. And the shaktis, the mothers, the shaktis, the kumaris, they will be in the front. The sun and the moon will become incognito. The stars will be shining in this world. And these stars will reveal the sun and the moon. Means Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. So Shiv Shakti is in the front. And that's what the dadis were. And now the next generation. Some people say that, you know, they have wondered, because you see all other organizations, their head, if that one dies, their organization dwindles away. It just finishes. Because no head ever puts somebody else with him. Hardly. So when he dies, no one is there to be in his footstep. You know? Nobody there to really take over. Because even if they take over, they can't give those spiritual sermons or talks like the founder would give. And that's why we are seeing so many organizations, mathas, panth, you know, all that, how afterwards they just bifurcate, and lose all their strength. But here Baba says, our teacher is only one. No human teacher, one aim, one study, you know, everything one, Baba's Murli of last Sunday, everything one. And when there's one, all remembering only one, and unadulterated remembrance of only one, then that becomes powerful. So now we are revising the Avyakt Murlis, but even if we are revising, we do feel that it is new all the time. And this is what we have to experience today. All of you will be going down. We still have Dadi Janki with us. And Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, all our seniors who have taken so much sustenance from Brahma Baba, they are now our source of inspiration. So they are still with us. And we are seeing how Baba's work is progressing in leaps and bounds. And we have a very, very high aim of attaining perfection, becoming completely pure, and then returning to the soul world, having become perfect. Okay? So we all will go down in the evening. I don't know which Murli will be revised, but definitely it will be new for all of us, although we may have heard it before. Okay? Yes? Thank you very much. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.